Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Dad, I'm broke.
Hey, broke. I'm Dad.
Dad.
Okay, don't you have cash saved up from babysitting?
No, I spent it. I want my own bank account from S&T Bank. They offer free ATMs, Zelle, and an annual scholarship. Plus, when I open a Smart Start checking account, I get $100. See? I'm responsible.
Hey, responsible. I'm Dad.
Visit stbank.com/smartstart for details. Bonus available July 1st through September 30th, 2022. Opening deposit balance of $50 required. Member FDIC.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode-starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
And before we dive into our main topic, we'd like to remind you to give us a thumbs up on the video if you like it, subscribe to our podcast on all major podcast platforms, and hit that subscribe button on YouTube. The Luby's shooting was a mass shooting that took place on October 16, 1991, at a Luby's cafeteria in Killeen, Texas. The perpetrator, George Henard, drove his pickup truck through the front window of the restaurant. He shot and killed 23 people and wounded 27 others. He had a brief shootout with police, refused their orders to surrender, and fatally shot himself. But now, let's dive into the incident that shocked the country. On October 16th, 1991, 35-year-old George Henard, an unemployed former merchant seaman, drove a blue 1987 Ford Ranger pickup truck through the plate glass front window of a Luby's cafeteria in Killeen, Texas at 12:39 p.m. October 16th was Boss's Day, and the cafeteria was unusually crowded with around 150 people. Henard then began firing from inside the truck while holding Glock 17 and Ruger P89 pistols. The first victim was veterinarian Michael Griffith. Henard exited the truck and yelled, All women of Killeen and Belton are vipers. This is what you've done to me and my family. This is what Bell County did to me. This is payback day. He then opened fire on the patrons and staff with both pistols. He then circled around the cafeteria, selectively picking his victims. Henard said, quote, you bitch, to a woman before fatally shooting her. Henard saw another woman hiding underneath a bench near the serving line and said, "Hiding from me, bitch," before shooting her dead. Henard then approached Steve Ernst, who was hiding underneath a table, before shooting him. Steve then rolled over, holding his stomach. The shooter then approached a baby and a woman. He barked at the woman, saying, "You with the baby. Get out before I change my mind." The woman ran out, holding the baby in her arms. After the woman left, Henard shot Ernst's wife in the arm, which went clean through. Instead, killed 70-year-old Venice Ellen Hennen, Ernst's mother-in-law. During a brief lull in the shooting, Henard approached the table of 28-year-old Tommy Vaughn in the rear of the cafeteria. Huddled on the floor beside a window, Vaughn threw himself through the window, creating an escape route for others. Dozens of people pushed, shoved, and knocked each other down as they made their escape. When police arrived a few minutes later, a third of the victims had managed to escape. Henard reloaded at least 3 times before the police arrived and engaged in a brief shootout. Wounded, he retreated to an area between the 2 bathrooms. People were hiding in these bathrooms and had blocked their doors. Police reportedly ordered Henard to surrender, but he refused, saying he was going to kill more people. Henard was shot 2 more by police in the abdomen, having depleted ammunition for one of his weapons and his injuries growing more severe. He shot himself in the head with the final bullet. He had shot and killed 23 people, 10 of whom were single shots to the head at point-blank range, wounded another 27. George Pierre Henard was born on October 15, 1956, in Sayre, Pennsylvania. In a wealthy family, he was the son of a Swiss-born surgeon and a homemaker. He had 2 younger siblings, brother Alan and sister Desiree. From the age of 5, Henard and his family moved across the country as his father worked at several army hospitals. His family later moved to New Mexico, where his father worked at the White Sands Missile Range near Las Cruces. After graduating from Mayfield High School in 1974, he enlisted in the U.S. Navy and served for 3 years. That is, until he was honorably discharged. Henard later worked as a merchant mariner, but was dismissed for drug use. Several months later, he enrolled in a drug treatment program in Houston. Early in the investigation of the massacre, the police chief said that Henard had an evident problem with the woman for some reason. After his parents divorced in 1983, his father moved to Houston, and his mother moved to Henderson, Nevada. The Glock 17 and Ruger P-89 9mm pistols, which Henard used, were purchased in February 1991 at Mike's Gun House, a gun shop in the town of Henderson, Nevada. Henard had begun to work at several different jobs, including construction crews in South Dakota and killing, while living part-time in Henderson, Nevada, with his mother in a red brick colonial home in Belton that his family had purchased in 1980, shortly after moving to Fort Hood. Henard stalked 2 sisters, 23-year-old Jill Fritz and 19-year-old Jana Jemigan, who lived 2 blocks away from him in his neighborhood prior to the massacre. He sent them a 5-page letter in June, which said, quote, "Please give me the satisfaction of someday laughing in the face of all those mostly white treacherous female vipers from those 2 towns, Killeen and Belton, who tried to destroy me and my family. And you think the 3 of us can get together someday?" He also wrote that he was truly flattered knowing I have 2 teenage groupie fans. Now let's take a look at the possible motive for this. Henard was described as reclusive and belligerent with an explosive temper. He was discharged from the Merchant Marine on May 11, 1989 for the possession of marijuana and racial incidents. That same month, Henard's seaman papers were suspended after he had a racial argument with another shipmate. Numerous reports included accounts of Henard's expressed hatred of women. An ex-roommate of his said, quote, "He hated blacks, Hispanics, and gays. He said women were snakes and always had derogatory remarks about them, especially after fights with his mother." Survivors of the shootings later said he had passed over men to shoot women. 14 of the 23 people killed were women, as were many of the wounded. He called 2 of the victims a bitch before shooting them. In 1990, Henard called Isaiah R. Williams, a port agent for the National Maritime Union in Wilmington, California. stating that he needed a letter of recommendation in order to regain his papers and rejoin the Merchant Marine. Henard had learned in mid-February that his attempt to be reinstated had been denied. Several months later, Henard entered a drug treatment program in Houston. Around 2 months before the shooting, Henard entered a convenience store in Belton to buy breakfast. The clerk of the store claimed that he had leaned over the counter and said, quote, "I want you to tell everybody if they don't quit messing around my house, something awful is going to happen." A week and a half before the shooting, Henard collected his paycheck at a cement company in Copperas Cove and announced he was quitting. Henard also wondered aloud what would happen if he killed someone. Quote, "He got to talking about some of the people in Belton and certain women that he'd given and had given him problems," a co-worker, Bubba Huckins, claimed, "and he kept saying, watch and see, watch and see." On his 35th birthday, October 15th, 1991, Henard spoke with his mother on the phone. Later that evening, while eating a cheeseburger and french fries outside of Belton, Henard had a sudden outburst of rage as he watched the television coverage of Clarence Thomas's confirmation hearings. When an interview with Anita Hill came on, he just went off. Bill Stringer, a manager, said, quote, "He started screaming, 'You dumb bitch! You bastards opened the door for all the women.'" Now let's take a look at the consequences and aftermath of this mass shooting. An anti-crime bill was scheduled for a vote in the U.S. House of Representatives the day after the massacre. Some of the Henard victims had been constituents of Representative Chet Edwards. In response, he abandoned his opposition to a gun control provision that was part of the bill. The provision, which did not pass, would have banned some weapons and magazines, like the one used by Henard. Families of deceased victims, survivors, and policemen received counseling for grief, shock, and stress. The Texas State Rifle Association and others preferred that the state allow its citizens to carry concealed weapons. Democratic Governor Ann Richards vetoed such bills, but in 1995, her successor, George W. Bush, signed one into force. The law had been campaigned for by Susanna Hupp, who was present at the massacre. Both of her parents, Alphonse Grazia and Ursula Suzy, were killed by Henard. She later testified that she would have liked to have had her .38 revolver, but said, "It was 100 feet away in my car." She had feared that if she was caught carrying it, she might lose her chiropractor's license. She testified across the country in support of concealed handgun laws and was elected to the Texas House of Representatives in 1996. A pink granite memorial stands behind the Killeen Community Center with the date of the event and the names of those killed. For more information on the podcast, consider following us on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS, Instagram at TrueCrimeNeverSleepsPodcast, and Facebook at TrueCrimeNeverSleepsPodcast. Let us know your thoughts in the comments section below about this shooting. And as always, hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up if you like the video, and if you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and we will see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
When you need milk for Zoe and a cold brew for yourself, Kroger Delivery will get you just what you need in as little as 30 minutes. Open the Kroger app and start your cart. Whatever the cart. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Delivery times not guaranteed. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
When you're a Boost member, you get free delivery, double fuel points, and lots more. Sign up at Kroger.com/boost.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.